Both chambers vote today on a $207 billion budget that ends 3 months of deadlock. And if it is not signed by June 30th, state government shuts down. The deal spares data centers their equipment tax exemption, but hits their electricity consumption instead, generating an estimated $1.2 billion for the general fund over 2 years, money that funds $1.5 billion in teacher and state worker pay raises and $159 million in school construction grants. That energy tax sunsets after 2 years, meaning the next budget has to find a replacement. Tucked into the budget, a regulated cannabis market launching July 1, 2027, capped at 350 stores, and a path for localities to hold referendums on a 1% sales tax for school construction, possibly this November. Separately, the SEC is weighing a $1.18 billion Dominion surcharge tied to RGGI, which could raise ratepayers' bills 6 to 7.5% starting July 1st. That proceeding is independent of the budget. Also, July 1st, a ban on new assault weapon sales, automatic sealing of eligible criminal records under the Clean Slate Act, and mandatory salary range disclosure in job postings. Now, three things worth your time this week. In Northern Virginia, trail cleanup runs Friday mornings at Leopold's Preserve, a just-serve project for anyone who wants to give time, not just find an event. In Fredericksburg, the FXBG Pride Festival is Saturday, June 27th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Riverfront Park. And in the Shenandoah Valley, the Heifetz Institute's Festival of Concerts brings pre-professional classical talent to Francis Auditorium at Mary Baldwin University in Staunton this Thursday, June 25th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. For the full briefing, plus restaurants, events, and things to do in your neck of the woods, visit virginiathisweek.com.